ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Football! Yes, it is back. The first NFL Sunday of the 2024 season.
Merry New Year!
Merry New Year indeed. Justin Pottinger on the other side of the glass woke me up with a "it's like Christmas morning" text, and I could not agree more. Young Justin, it is indeed. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show. Back at it for the, I believe this is the 12th season now that I will be your host of the Fantasy Football Show right here on ESPN 1000, your home of the Chicago Bears. And of course, we will have a smorgasbord of Bears coverage for you beginning at 8 o'clock. But of course, we'll be talking NFL football up until then, getting you set for the NFL slate week one. Plenty of information for you. If you're new to the program, here's what goes on at 7, from 7 until 8, every Sunday morning during the football season. I, Jeff Meller, take your phone calls at 312-332-3776. We'll do that throughout the show. Before we get into that, though, I will go through all the latest news and information that you need to be aware of to help set you lock your lineup in and hopefully get that W and move on to a very happy Sunday evening. Or I guess you won't know. Well, let's get it done early. Let's actually knock out a huge lead so that you don't even have to sweat Monday Night Football. How about that? That's the plan. Again, 312-332-3776. I'm Jeff Meller, the Fantasy Football Show. Back again this year for you, presented by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. Do love the great folks over at Tullamore Dew because they are back. I think this is now their fourth year as the presenting sponsor of the Fantasy Football Show. Tullamore Dew. Beautiful way to get things started with that great little jingle every morning. All right. So now here's where we go through all the news and information so that you're aware of what you need to be aware of this fine Sunday morning. All right, let's get it going. Biggest story of the day for fantasy football players takes place with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Burrow catches at the 8. He'll drop back to throw. Passes into the end zone. Yeah. Higgins catches it. Yeah. Touchdown! Nice. Bengals as T. Higgins used his size advantage. He's going to fling it deep downfield for Jamar Chase.
Come on, Jamar.
He catches it at the 10 and takes it into the end zone.
Oh.
Touchdown, 63 yards. The magic is back.
All right, so Cincinnati Bengals hosting the New England Patriots. The Bengals, a 7-point favorite at home today. And as you heard there, Joe Burrow's two primary targets, their status enters the day somewhat up in the air. In fact, I guess we probably know at this point T. Higgins is unlikely to play. He suffered a hamstring injury, popped up on the injury report on Friday, and now all of a sudden he looks like he's going to be out. And then you heard his highlight tagged on the back end with a Jamar Chase highlight. Of course, he's been in a contract squabble with his Cincinnati Bengals, and that has yet to be finalized in any way. So Jamar Chase, who is only in his third season or playing through his rookie contract, he is not eligible, or he is not in the same spot that Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb are, who were actually drafted a year earlier than Jamar Chase. So that is why right now the Bengals are balking at giving him a brand new deal. So what's the situation here? Well, the latest from all the NFL insiders and Bengals beat reporters seems to be that Jamar Chase is going to be somewhat limited when it comes to snap count. All I can say, though, is that for all my years doing this, anytime a NFL insider or a beat reporter gives you an expected snap count, you can completely throw it out the window. I'm not giving it any credence. I suspect that Jamar Chase, who is not dealing with an injury, is just dealing with the fact that he has not been in Cincinnati practices day in and day out with the ramp-up period. I suspect that he will be out there on the field for all critical passing plays for the Bengals today, and you drafted him in all likelihood in the first round, unless you got a steep discount. Maybe he fell to the second because of the contract issues in your league. Kudos for you. I think you have to start Ja'Marr Chase. Chances are you do not have three or even four, if you play with a flex, wide receivers better than him to start today. So Ja'Marr Chase, even though his snap count is somewhat up in the air, I would say you can't balk at it. You drafted him for a reason. Go ahead and start your studs. That is a good mantra to live by in fantasy football.
Two, they snap it. Purdy under seven. Seven-step drop. Gets chased out of there. Will throw on the run. Wide open, McCaffrey! Makes the catch, goes down, gets up. Touchdown! CMC!
Similarly, when we say start your studs, the same logic applies for Christian McCaffrey, who dealt with the calf injury. Sounds like he's going to be a go as well. My only advice to you is just hopefully back him up with Jordan Mason in the event that we get the impromptu, unexpected Monday night alert that Christian McCaffrey all of a sudden is not going to be playing. That's not really the expectation. I think he'll be fine at Levi's Stadium tomorrow as they host the New York Jets on ESPN Monday Night Football. The 49ers are a 4.5-point favorite currently. Christian McCaffrey, same status applies for him. He's a stud. You're starting him, and you really have nowhere to turn if for some reason he doesn't go tomorrow night, if you don't have Jordan Mason. But like I said, I would absolutely expect him to play. Now, let's turn our attention here locally.
To pass. End zone, caught! Touchdown, Chargers! The captain, Keenan Allen, comes up huge on 3rd and 9.
The captain no more, Keenan Allen, now plays for the Chicago Bears. Your Chicago Bears. I'm the home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. Again, Black and Abdallah will have your local pregame coverage getting started right after I wrap up here on the Fantasy Football Show. So keep us locked in all day long. Your Bears coverage game day starts at 8 o'clock and rolls all throughout the day. I'll also be back for the post-game show after the Bears Network post-game show wraps up. So you're going to get a full complement of Bears coverage today. So don't go anywhere. Again, second season of Bears football right here on ESPN 1000. So the Bears at home, a brand new era begins. We mentioned at the top, it's kind of like Christmas morning here. Well, Bears fans, guess what? You've got yourself a PS5 waiting for you under the tree, and you could open it up at noon. I know a lot of people feel that way with Caleb Williams and with Keenan Allen running alongside Roma Dunze and DJ Moore. A lot of fireworks expected, and I will say, I do expect Caleb Williams will be a topic of conversation quite frequently here on the Fantasy Football Show, because I do think he's going to present quite the dilemma for a lot of players out there who may have drafted him to be their backup. I think he's going to be a topic of conversation quite a bit this season. So, before we get there, though, I played the Keenan Allen highlight from the Chargers last year. Keenan Allen, he had a heel issue, was listed on the injury report, but if you listen to Matt Eberflus talk about it, he was only listed on the injury report because basically those are the NFL league rules. He was dealing with something with his cleats. There was no concern by Matt Eberflus that Keenan Allen would not be available today. So Caleb Williams, in his NFL regular season debut at Soldier Field, will have his veteran security blanket to dump it off to, hopefully in a lot of soft spots in the Tennessee Titans zone coverage out there today.
Looks, fires into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! DeAndre Hopkins! Wow, Henry Hopkins! What a duo there!
All right, so on the other side of the ball for the Bears, their opponent today will be the Tennessee Titans, and their DeAndre Hopkins, who initially, early in the summer, was dealing with an injury that a lot of people thought might keep him out to begin the year, but that is not the case. DeAndre Hopkins is expected to go, but I think we've hit the twilight phase of DeAndre Hopkins' fantasy football career. He's certainly somebody who's worth rostering, especially at the beginning of the year. I can see I can see a season where he ends up leading the Titans in receptions, although I do think Calvin Ridley might have something to say about that this year when all is said and done. But I could see DeAndre Hopkins being somebody who catches more passes this year for the Titans and Will Levis. But nevertheless, outside of PPR formats, I do think that DeAndre Hopkins is someone who's good to have on your roster, but not necessarily lock in as a starter like he once was. He's not as explosive. He is still big. He's a good red zone threat. That's always going to be good to have. But again, you just be careful with it today, especially coming back from that injury. I'm certainly more of the wait and see mentality on DeAndre Hopkins, especially in week one. Hopefully you've got some better options to turn to before you have to plug him right into the lineup.
Russ has time, steps up in the pocket. Now he's going to lay it over the top. Lock it in the back of the end zone. He's got it. Touchdown, Seahawks.
All right, we had to go way back for that highlight. As you heard, Tyler Lockett on the receiving end of a Russell Wilson touchdown pass. And I requested Justin Pottinger pull that so we could kill two birds with one stone. Tyler Lockett has said that he is expecting to play today. Make sure that you go ahead and confirm that his status is active today. It's a 3:05 start in Seattle at Lumen Field. The Seahawks are 6-point favorites over the Broncos today. Lockett, kind of a similar spot with DeAndre Hopkins for me. Maybe he's a little more explosive, but I will say that I personally think that Jackson Smith and Jigba is in store for a big season. Now, if you can slyly find a way to go ahead and trade for him, JSN, before the season kicks off, the noon kickoffs begin, go for it. Although that's probably going to be unlikely. You don't see too many Sunday morning trades out there in fantasy football. Most people want to tinker with their lineups and not worry about trades. But I do think JSN, especially in PPR formats, is going to be fighting DK Metcalf for the team lead in reception. So I think he's going to be very valuable. I do think Tyler Lockett's going to take a hit this season. I don't think he's going to be as good as he's been in the past, not as consistent a performer. So I'm a little concerned about that. But if you can go ahead and grab some JSN shares, I highly recommend to do so. Now, the man who was throwing him the football will not be throwing him the football today in Seattle because Russell Wilson, it looks like, will also not be throwing the football today, although that has not officially been confirmed. Of course, at this point, you know Russell Wilson is plan 1A in Pittsburgh to start for the Steelers. They are in Atlanta today. They are 4-point underdogs to the Falcons. And that means, in all likelihood, we're looking at Justin Fields getting the start for the Steelers today. Now, I say in all likelihood because there are reports that Russell Wilson has told Steelers upper management and the coaching staff that he can go today. They're going to test it, apparently, pregame. But it sounds like the Steelers want to be cautious with Russell Wilson, especially because it's the beginning of the year. And maybe, just maybe, there's some slight intrigue too for the Steelers to go ahead and see what Justin Fields can do on a fast track field, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. That's certainly also, I think, possibly playing a role in the decision that the Steelers are likely to make. Again, now from the fantasy POV here, Justin Fields is actually explosive enough and on a turf field against a Falcons defense that, while expected to be improved, was certainly not good last year. There's enough intrigue for me here where if Fields does officially get the start and you did not invest heavily in quarterback, and certainly in super flex formats where you have to start two quarterbacks, Justin Fields definitely should be starting in that format for sure. And I think he's just on the fringes for me. I've actually got him 13th in my overall quarterback rankings for this week. So there's a chance that Justin Fields could be your best option today. Again, if you're somebody who punted quarterback, maybe you invested heavily in Caleb Williams because you're a believer like me. I will say, if I had the option or choice between starting Caleb Williams and Justin Fields in fantasy football, that's right, in fantasy, not for my favorite franchise, because I am fully a Caleb Williams supporter, but For fantasy purposes, Justin Fields' legs are undeniable. It's the cheat code in fantasy football is a good running quarterback. So today, assuming we get word that Russell Wilson is not going to start, which again is the expectation that Justin Fields will be the starter for the Steelers, I would certainly be intrigued about possibly using Justin Fields as a starter in fantasy in week one, because again, that is an enticing matchup against the Falcons. All right, folks, that's going to do it for all the key injury news that you need to be aware of. Again, I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show, here with you every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., getting you set, helping you set that fantasy football lineup. 312-332-3776. That is your backstage pass if you want to jump on in, talk some fantasy football with me, Jeff Meller, right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
This is the Fantasy Football Show with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Back after this on ESPN 1000.
Happy NFL Sunday to you. We got a little teaser on Thursday and Friday nights. Fantastic football in Kansas City in the NFL opener. Winner by a toe for the Chiefs. And of course, if you subscribe to the Cock, the Peacock, on Friday night, you were filled with some Packers and Eagles. And a Packers loss is always a good way for Bears fans to begin the season before they get to actually watch their team. So that was nice. Of course, there was a big injury in that game, which we will tackle here in about 10 minutes. But before I get into that and the fantasy implications, taking your calls at 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew. I am Jeff Meller, here with you every Sunday morning starting at 7 a.m. Let's get things going with one of my most loyal listeners, Dave in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, Merry New
Good
Year to
morning,
you, my friend.
Jeff. Everything's great. Glad to be listening to fantasy football with you on Sunday morning, baby.
Dave, it's fabulous to be talking fantasy football with you on yet another NFL season, my man.
Good luck to you today and for the rest of the year, buddy.
And you the same.
Thank you. I have a PPR question this morning. I need two of these four receivers. I kind of have Cooper locked in, but I just wanted your advice, too. Jameson Williams, Amari Cooper, Jalen Waddle, and Jordan Addison from Minnesota. I need two of those four.
Okay, two of those four. So, yeah, Dave, I'm with you in the Cooper is the first choice for me. Actually, as I talk it through really quick, no, Jalen Waddle's the first choice for me. Of course, he's not the first choice for the Dolphins, but that doesn't matter because he's basically a 100-catch guy in that offense. And then Cooper is the primary target, or at least he was last year for the most part with Joe Flacco. I still need to see Deshaun Watson incorporate Cooper the way Flacco did last year. But of your options, Dave, I'm with you there. Cooper and Waddle are easily the choices for me there.
Thanks, Jeff. Good luck today, bud.
You too, Dave. Thanks for making it a habit like you do every season. And so it's not just lineup questions, but I also try and give you some nuance with every question there so you can apply the information that I'm giving out to your team. And so Dave brought up Jameson Williams and Jordan Addison, and both those players are a little bit different for fantasy purposes. I do think if I had to pick, I think Jameson Williams is the player who's more likely to make some noise in fantasy as the season progresses. Jordan Addison, of course, has to compete with Justin Jefferson for targets. At some point, TJ Hockenson will also come back for the Vikings, and that will stifle Addison's fantasy usefulness a little bit. Jameson Williams is the potential big play deep threat for the Lions that they've been missing. You saw him make a couple of big plays in the playoffs, including one really big one against the 49ers, so where I believe he scored two touchdowns in that game, if memory serves. So Jameson Williams is a guy who I think has a bright future. However, Dave mentioned PPR format, right? And that's something to always be aware of. What's your scoring format? PPR versus standard scoring, where you don't get a point for a reception, drastically different when it comes to using players. And I'll also address this a little bit later when I talk about the Chiefs and some of their weapons. Jordan Addison, I think, is a better PPR wide receiver. But on a week-to-week basis, Jameson Williams is more likely to provide you with those big games, I believe. And so he's somebody who's kind of a boom or bust play, at least until we see him more involved in the Lions offense, okay? You can start him, but I think you need to be prepared. If you do use him, there are going to be weeks where he only gets one or two catches, you know, and so that's why in PPR formats, someone like Jameson Williams is very difficult for me to recommend for you to use, if that makes sense. So that's how we do it here on the Fantasy Football Show. Again, I'm Jeff Meller, taking your calls at 312-332-3776. Let's check in with CJ, who's in Shanahan. What's going on, CJ?
Good morning, Jeff. Can I change my question?
Absolutely. What do you got?
All right. I got Jaden Daniels or Justin Herbert. Who do you got for me today?
All right. So I will say that I think I would use Jaden Daniels somewhat reluctantly. I think Justin Herbert is certainly the safer play. Everybody's concerned about how much Jim Harbaugh and Greg Roman are going to run the ball and then potentially stifle Justin Herbert's fantasy usefulness, right? But, and Jaden Daniels, conversely, going up against the Bucs is going to, he was drafted, he's very dynamic, and as I mentioned with Justin Fields, CJ, in the first segment, I think that running ability is kind of what sets them apart. So I think there's a very good likelihood that Justin Herbert is going to make his way and move his way up the ranks when it comes to fantasy football rankings as the season progresses. And we see that Jim Harbaugh is not an old fogey who's just set in his ways of running the football. I think Jim Harbaugh, the reason he took that job with the Chargers is because he understands just how good Justin Herbert is. And I think the play action is actually going to end up helping Justin Herbert quite a bit. However, as I mentioned, Jaden Daniels, while healthy, I think is somebody who you're going to feel good about the floor that he provides on a week in and week out basis. So I would recommend using Jaden Daniels this week, and let's see how that Chargers offense looks. And as long as Jaden Daniels is healthy, I think most weeks you'll feel fairly comfortable with the floor that he's going to provide because of his running ability. Make sense?
All right. Yes, Chad. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem, CJ. Take it easy, my man. Let's go on out to Lake in the Hills and say good morning to Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. It is good. The first football season Sunday of the year.
I'm pumped up about the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams, but I had a question for my fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
I have Pollard and Swift as running backs as my second. I already used Barkley.
Okay.
I'm trying to see running back I should use. And then if I could use both of them, if I would use one for my flex, mm-hmm. would you use both of them or Amari Cooper as my flex?
Okay, so is it standard or PPR, Greg?
PPR.
Okay, so yeah, that makes it pretty easy to keep Cooper in the lineup. You definitely want to use him. And that also makes it pretty easy for me to recommend using DeAndre Swift. I will tell you, I was up at training camp for a lot of the open media practices quite a bit this offseason. DeAndre Swift, it wasn't just the one play against the Buffalo Bills in preseason where Caleb flipped him the ball on that screen pass that was, you know, just it looked like almost a no-look pass. Caleb in the presser noted it was not, but he saw DeAndre Swift's orange gloves, so he knew he could get him the ball. But I think DeAndre Swift is going to be utilized quite a bit in the passing game by the Bears on screens. He's explosive. He may not be a goal line back, but I don't think he's necessarily going to come off the field either when there's a chance for him near the goal line if he happens to be in the game. He's in a better situation than he was last year with the Eagles, as you mentioned with Barkley there. The tush push, you saw the Eagles try and use it on Friday night. Not successful near the goal line, but DeAndre Swift suffered quite a bit last year when it came to scoring touchdowns. He was actually tackled a league-leading 6 times at the 1 last year for the Eagles. That was just unfortunate luck. Really unfortunate because he played for the Eagles, and they ran that tush push so effectively. So he lost a lot of opportunities for easy touchdowns. I think with the Bears, that is not going to be the case. I don't expect us to see a whole lot of Caleb Williams tush pushes. I could be surprised, but I don't expect that. And I will say, you know, maybe this is me drinking the Kool-Aid and being out at training camp and watching DeAndre Swift. He was very explosive in practice. He seemed like somebody, he caught the ball extremely well. That stood out every time I saw him. I knew he was a good pass catcher. As long as he's healthy, I think most weeks you're going to feel really good about using DeAndre Swift in your lineup. Let's go on out to Scott, who is in Maryville. Scotty, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, going well.
I got a full PPR, and it's I need two of these three wide receivers. I've got two Buffalo receivers, Curtis Samuels and Keon Coleman. And then I also got Mike Williams for the Jets.
And you need two of those three?
Yeah.
All right. So interesting, because I do think Keon Coleman, it's pretty obvious. It looks like he's going to be a red zone threat, right, for the Bills. I think that's where he's going to excel for that offense. And that's precisely what Josh Allen really could use in that offense. I do think Dalton Kincaid's going to lead them in catches this year. And Curtis Samuel, I think, is somebody who can be heavily utilized at all. Oftentimes, Curtis Samuel has made himself midway through a fantasy football season relevant until he comes up with an injury, you know, and he's just, that's, I think, sometimes part of the, that goes, that's quid pro quo when you're a smaller wide receiver in the league, is that you can be very productive until eventually this physical, brutal game that is football catches up with you. So I think start of the season, while healthy, I'm going to use, you know, two Bills receivers in this situation, Scott. I would actually use Samuel and Coleman. Also, because Mike Williams, you know, I think the future could be good for him as the season progresses, but he's also returning from an injury of his own, serious injury that he suffered last year. Garrett Wilson is the focal point of that offense. So even though I think Mike Williams could be somebody who you use as the season moves on, I would say use Coleman, use Samuel. Chances are good, I think, that you get a pretty good piece of the Bills' passing offense.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Scott. Thank you for making the call. All right, 312-332-3776. Again, that's how you jump on in. I'm Jeff Meller, taking your calls, talking fantasy football, getting you set for a full day of Bears coverage right here on ESPN 1000, your home of the Chicago Bears. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew.
8 seconds left. Looking to the sideline, he's there with 5 seconds on the clock.
Love slow getting off the field. Is still down.
And he is in major pain. Just trying to make a play, extend it, keep this game alive. And the franchise quarterback for a franchise that has had nothing but franchise quarterbacks in the last 32 years is down with 5 seconds left.
Yep. Highlight courtesy of Peacock. You saw on Friday night, if you were watching, Jordan Love had to be helped off the field as the Packers fall to the Eagles. In that game, he's believed to have suffered a sprained MCL that could sideline him for up to a month, talking 3 to 4 weeks. So big blow for the Packers. Of course, Bears fans are not going to shed a tear for that. But for fantasy purposes, what does that do for the Packers pass catchers? I will tell you, it is not great. Not great, Bob. The Packers with Malik Willis as the backup quarterback do not instill a whole lot of confidence for me. So even though Jaden Reed looked absolutely dynamic, and I'm sure you want to put him into your lineup next week, I will preach a little bit of caution there before we get too far ahead of ourselves. Be a little on guard before you just go ahead and get Jaden Reed into the lineup after that huge game, because without Jordan Love, the Packers could be in for some tough sledding the next few weeks. And again, as I said, I know Bears fans do not at all are not troubled by that. But for fantasy purposes, Jordan Love, make preparations to be without him for the next month or so. And I bring that up because depending on how you play it, it's always shrewd, in my opinion, especially in more shallow formats, traditionally like your 10-team leagues or maybe 12-team leagues where not everybody carries multiple quarterbacks, make sure you get out ahead of it before waivers process this week. If there's a quarterback, if you own Jordan Love, if you're planning on using him as your starter, go out and grab Justin Fields if he's available in the event that he has a really nice game today in Atlanta, or You know, maybe there's someone like Kirk Cousins out on the wire, or maybe I saw some leagues where Stafford wasn't drafted. Geno Smith, if you're in a little bit of a deeper league where some quarterbacks or most teams carry two quarterbacks, you can still have the flexibility to get out ahead of it so that because of this injury, we know about it. At least you're fortunate enough that that game happened on a Friday, so you can still make some roster moves on a Sunday morning. Go ahead and grab a backup quarterback now so you don't have to worry about grabbing someone off of waivers in the event that someone else loses their starting quarterback today. So little, you know, the little things along the margins here that you can do to be a better fantasy manager, and that'll help you navigate through a, you know, maybe month here without Jordan Love for your fantasy football team. All right, 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Meller. This is the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew, fine Irish whiskey. Again, here every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. during the football season, taking your calls and talking fantasy with you. Let's go on out to Lombard. Rico has an interesting question, which I want to talk about. What's going on, Rico?
Yo, the man, the myth, the fantasy football legend, Jeff Meller. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, Rico.
Hey, I got a question at tight end. Taysom Hill or Cole Kmet? And then, kind of like you said, being a good fantasy football manager, my bench, I'm interested in maybe dropping Najee for picking up Corum. What are your thoughts on that?
Najee Harris?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did not see. I will, let's talk about that first. So backup running backs, Rico. This is two, you know, I talk about whether or not you should carry two quarterbacks. You probably shouldn't carry two quarterbacks in most leagues because you can use that extra roster spot for a backup running back. And it's a bit of a spin of the roulette wheel in some cases, right? Like week to week, we know running backs are going to get injured. That's just the nature of football. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes a backup running back can be plugged in and give you 85, 90, even sometimes 110% of what the starter is capable of. So it is good to have backup running backs on your bench in the event that the starter goes down. So, but when you say, should I dump Najee Harris here? Now that's where I have to say, okay, let's just not get too far ahead of ourselves, because I do think, especially because Jaylen Warren is dealing with his own hamstring injury. Now, you know, we expect him to go and be out there. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be a little bit of a headache this year. But I do think Najee Harris is going to be somebody who gets 250 touches on the season. So he's going to be very valuable in his own right. So do not drop him for, you know, Blake Corum. I like Blake Corum. I would definitely look for opportunities to try and add him for most teams, Rico, but not mm-hmm. at the expense of Najee Harris. Then, sure. Your tight end question, Taysom Hill versus Cole Kmet. This is an interesting one in a couple of formats. I know Taysom Hill was given back tight end eligibility, which is, you know, continues to be the fantasy headache that plagues us now for going on what seems to be a decade almost. It's not quite that long, but Taysom Hill, tight end eligibility. He has it now in CBS, and I believe Yahoo both gave him that eligibility over the week. And we know that he's not really, a true tight end in the traditional sense, but he is certainly a goal line option for the Saints. And I think in this situation with someone like Cole Kmet, is it a PPR or standard scoring, Rico?
PPR.
Okay, so this is where it gets a little tricky with Taysom Hill, because he does not catch a ton of passes. So right. If you want safety, that's certainly Cole Kmet, right? But I will say, with all the receiving options, with Caleb at least showing a little bit of a propensity to look for Roma Dunze near the goal line, we know DJ Moore is going to be heavily involved. I'm not sure if Cole Kmet is going to be the goal line threat that he has been in years past. Now, I still mm-hmm. think he's serviceable, and for PPR, he's probably going to get you 4 to 5 catches, I think, so there's the safety there. But Taysom Hill, I think there's a chance he could be the Saints' featured back at the goal line. There's a possibility this year where I think he can score 10 to 12 rushing touchdowns. And so today, I think I would actually, unless you really want the safety of that 4 to 5 points from, you know, the catches, I think I would go ahead and try and use Taysom Hill today and see what he provides.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for the call, Rico. 312-332-3776. That is how Scott jumped in. Scotty in Brookfield. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, so PPR league, full point PPR.
Mm-hmm.
T. Higgins, he's a I don't think he's playing today.
Correct.
So I got to dip into the bench. I got a couple of kind of rookie issues I'm trying to sort out here. So first is going to be I got to pick between Cortland Sutton with the rookie quarterback. And then I got Brian Thomas Jr., got the better quarterback, but he hasn't played all in the NFL. So I was wondering, who would you put in of those two guys to fill in for Higgins?
Sure. All right. So, Scott, I will say I do like your depth here, because I do like both those players on your, as bench players. Cortland Sutton as whether it be a third or fourth wide receiver, and then Brian Thomas as your 4-5. You're in really good shape with wide receivers. I think Brian Thomas is explosive, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if ultimately at the end of the season, he's actually the Jaguars' leading receiver when it comes to yardage. I still think Christian Kirk and Evan Engram will probably have more catches in the PPR format, but I think Brian Thomas, for in terms of home run threats, is going to be a good option for Trevor Lawrence. But as you're correct, it's his first game. Cortland Sutton is a proven red zone target that Sean Payton really utilized a lot last year at the goal line. And so even though Bo Nix is a rookie, I do expect Bo Nix to be probably a better option when it comes to running the type of offense that Sean Payton wants to run over Russell Wilson was, you know, what he was for Sean Payton last year. There's a reason why that divorce happened. So I think, I understand being a little bit having some trepidation about Bo Nix, but I think I'd use Cortland Sutton in the PPR format, Scott, especially because you know he's somebody who the Broncos will use in and around the goal line. Let's, before we take a quick timeout, let's jump in with Danny, who is in Atlanta. Hey, Danny, you going to be watching Justin Fields play the Falcons today?
No, I'm going to try and tune into the Bears this afternoon.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love it, man.
Chicago transplant here. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I'm wondering if Higgins and or Chase sit. Do I start Justin Herbert over Joe Burrow?
All right. So, yeah, I suspect Higgins is not going to play, but all reports seem to be that Jamar Chase will be out there for, you know, the numbers 40 to 50 snaps, which I was talking with Justin Pottinger, my producer here. That's essentially, you know, all the important passing downs. I expect Jamar Chase to be out there, and I think Joe Burrow is going to target him heavily when he is. And as I just laid out, I do think Jim Harbaugh is great. He's proven he's a great head coach anywhere he goes. So that's going to be good for Justin Herbert as the season progresses. But I'm perfectly fine because, Jamar Chase, expecting him to go. Now, for some reason, Danny, we find out that Jamar Chase is inactive as the game gets started at noon. Again, Bengals hosting the Patriots. If for some reason we find out Jamar Chase is also out, then yes, I would turn to Justin Herbert instead of Joe Burrow. But as long as Chase is active, I'm okay using Burrow without Higgins.
Sounds good. Thanks for taking the call.
All right. No problem. Thank you. 312-332-3776. I am Jeff Meller. Again, back for another season with you here on ESPN 1000, getting your Sundays started with the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullum Ardu on your home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN 1000. Oh, where does the time go? It goes by so fast. Under 10 minutes to go here on the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullum Ardu. I am Jeff Meller again every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. taking your calls, talking fantasy football with you. Going to start a new little thing here on the show as well. Justin Pottinger, who's behind the glass, an avid fantasy football player as well, is going to give me a daily fantasy tip, a play that he likes each week. We're going to have him slot that in as well. All right, Justin, the moment is here.
All right.
Who are we going with in daily fantasy?
All right, so this week I'm going with Khalil Shakir, the new wide receiver one for the Buffalo Bills. Let me just remind you that, first of all, he's the only returning wide receiver on this Buffalo team. And just last year, he led the team in receiving yards from week 11 on. I love Shakir today. I mean, Josh Allen, he averages 34.5 pass attempts per game in his last 20 starts. Those passes got to go somewhere. I love Shakir today. And, I mean, there's a lot of injuries, too, in my own league. I'm starting him over DeAndre Hopkins, and I'm confident about it. So this week, I love Shakir, and I'd put him in your lineup.
No, I like it. It's a good shout there. Khalil Shakir, especially at his price point, is a very good play when you're building your daily fantasy lineups out there. Justin's right, and he closed the season, the final regular season last year. He had 6 catches for 105 yards. He kind of did step in when, as Stephon Diggs was being phased out of the Bills offense, Shakir was stepping in. And, of course, he's a man of after my own heart because he is, of course, a Blue Bronco from Boise State, who I absolutely adore. So Khalil Shakir, Pottinger's daily fantasy play. All right.
Lock it in.
We're going to zip around, wrap it up here. Again, you can always hit me up on Twitter as well, at Jeff_Meller, and I'll try and get you some information there as well as the show wraps up. Let's go on out to Mike in Oak Forest. What do you got for us, Mike?
Hey, Jeff, I got full-point PPR. I need one of the four. Jordan Addison, Roma Dunze, Rasheed Shaheed, and Jackson Smith and Njigba.
All right, Mike, I mentioned him earlier in the show. JSN, Jackson Smith and Njigba. I think he's going to have a big year this season, and I think he actually leads the Seahawks in receptions this year. So I'm going to say in PPR formats, definitely if you can get JSN into that lineup. Let's try Derek, who's in Brooklyn. D, what's going on?
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, brother? Good morning. Quick question. Just the quarterbacks, should I swap? Mm-hmm. I got C.J. Stroud starting, but I have Caleb on the bench. What do you think?
All right, man. You're making it hard on me, Derek. I hate to do this, but I got to say, even though I'm in Chicago, you got to use C.J. Stroud over Caleb Williams in week one. Let's see do it first before we plug him into the lineup, especially when you got a great option like C.J. Stroud to turn to.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Go Bears.
Let's try Julian, who's in Wicker Park. What's up, Julian?
Hey, how you doing? I got Stephon Diggs in my flex, but I have Cortland Sutton, and I have, who is my other, Chris Godwin. So I'm looking to see who I could, should I leave Diggs in there, or should I swap him out for one of those two?
Yeah, so I will say the matchup for the Texans against the Colts today, it works really well for Nico Collins. He absolutely ate them alive last year. But I love Stephon Diggs in Houston this year. I would not use Sutton in any circumstance over Diggs. I'd consider Godwin ever so slightly. I do think that Diggs is going to have a big year. So I would personally use Diggs, but I can understand the Godwin, you know, some folks thinking Godwin in the offense this year, stepping into what is called the Cooper Kupp role.
Right.
You know, I understand that, but I think Diggs is going to have a big year, so I would use him.
Cool. And then if I have a quick second, I do have Jackson Smith and Jigba, but it's a standard. Can you leave him out?
Yeah. I think especially with your options, Julian, especially in standard. Actually, because it's standard, that makes it pretty easy for me to say use Diggs over Godwin. And JSN, not quite as valuable in standard leagues. I think he's somebody who's going to get a lot of catches this year. Let's try Brian, who's in Des Plaines. Brian, you're on the Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. What's up?
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Thanks. I got a bit of a deeper cut on my final flex spot. I was wondering if I should play J.K. Dobbins or Andre Yosiba.
Okay, so for me, this is a deeper cut, but this is also a pretty easy play to use J.K. Dobbins. He's healthy right now. We know that Jim Harbaugh, it's very incestuous with the Harbaughs when it comes to players, right? Like, he knows J.K. Dobbins through John. He saw him. And when Dobbins is healthy, I wouldn't be surprised at all if you're going to be very happy with the production he gives you. So I would use Dobbins as long as he's healthy, Bri.
All right, thanks. Bear down.
Bear down indeed. Let's try Mo in Roselle. Mo!
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've got George Pickens and Jackson Smith and Jigba in one as a flex spot.
Standard
and
or PPR?
My second, PPR.
Okay, JSN.
And my second question, thank you. And my second question, PPR also, I've got Jahmyr Gibbs and Mixon starting, but in my flex spot, I can either do Ayuk or I can do DeAndre Swift.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of good options there, Mo. I think I'd stick to the way you have it. Keep Gibbs in and Mixon. Swift, I guess. Swift, I talked about him earlier in the show. Check out the podcast if you missed it. But Ayuk, I will mention, I haven't said his name yet on the show today. He's expected to be somewhat limited in his snap count for the Niners. So with all those great options, Mo, I think you can go ahead and leave Ayuk on the bench today. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me. I see Black and Abdallah waiting in the wings as they get set for the Bears home opener. They're going to get you set, as I see the parking lot should be opening momentarily for all the folks out there tailgating. I'm heading over to Soldier Field later today. I know Bleck and Abdallah will be as well. So they're going to get you set with the Bears local pregame show before the Bears Radio Network gets going. Remember, I will be back with your post-postgame show with Jason McKee and Pat the Designer after Peggy and Yurko wrap things up on the Bears Radio Network. That does it for me. Thanks for listening. Every Sunday, the Fantasy Football Show presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000.